All right, Tavosa, good morning. I actually want to skip a little bit to page Saf Yud. Tav Yud. Sayar Hamidos. So we'll say, so, because the truth is, in the pages that I skipped, he's really chazering over this same concept. As you could see, one of the aspects of this sefer is repetition. But it's repetition by design. You should just understand that, meaning there is a hashkafa. The truth is, Ramchal already articulates it in his introduction to Mesilas Yesharim, that in order to acquire any body of knowledge, one has to chazer. One has to review. Without reviewing concepts over and over and over, they don't really become ingrained. We're actually going to talk about that a little bit today. So it's not just the Mechaber repeating himself. He's repeating himself by design. That's the way the Sefer is structured. So now, if you look at this section, Sayar Hamidos, Ato Neva'er Es Derech HaMa'asit, La'avod Al Hamidos U'Lotaknos. We'll say, so you spend a lot of time speaking about Midos, speaking about what character traits ultimately represent a persona or an identity of Emuna. Now we're going to focus a little bit more on the Maisa. How do we go ahead and work on our Midos and ultimately, again, fix them, better them, improve them? This is a very profound statement. It is important to know that an intellectual understanding of something is never enough. We'll say, in general, in life, says the Mechaber, if you want to change something about yourself, so a person has to move his knowledge from his intellect into his heart. See, Rebbe said, you understand what's the difference between something that's in your intellect versus your heart? We all know this. Intellectually, I could know something. I can know something. But lav davka, that I have to act on that. I can know many things intellectually, but it doesn't have to influence my behavior. When I have something in my heart, so that ultimately, again, means it becomes part of me, which means by definition, it shifts and it influences my behavior as well. So therefore, the first step in changing one's character, changing one's midos, is to take that which I know, specifically in this case, that which I have learned, and to transfer it from my mind into my heart. I will say, this is my sim b'chol yom. I know that I'm not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. I know it. I still speak Lashon Hara. Right? I know that I'm not supposed to, whatever you fill in the blank, I'm not supposed to do X, but yet I still do it. So what's the pshat? So there are many different reasons, but sometimes the core reason is because intellectually I know it, but emotionally, it's not part of me. So I have to go ahead and figure out in life how to move certain things from my intellect, from the moach, ultimately, again, to the lev, to the heart. Kimo shakosov, v'yadata hayom, v'ashevosa elevavecha. So this is an amazing drush on the pasuk. As the pasuk in Devarim says, v'yadata hayom, you know this today, v'ashevosa elevavecha. So the way he's darshaning it over here is, and you shall return it, bless you, you shall return it to your heart. When the Torah says, you know today, so knowing, this means yidia b'seichel, this means a knowledge of my intellect. Then what does, bless you, what does the pasuk say? It is not enough to know things in my intellect. I have to figure out ultimately again how to move them to my leiv. Tachnis esma sha'ata yodea b'seichel al toch haleiv. I have to learn how to take that which I know with my intellect and figure out how to move it to my heart. Ki kol zman shehayedia hirak b'seichel. Because it will say, as long as a piece of knowledge is only in my intellect, eino nikreis yedia shelema. It is not called a complete knowledge. V'ha'adam eino misnaheg apia. And above say, a person will not necessarily conduct himself in accordance with this understanding. Rak kashahu machnes es hadas l'so chalev. It is only when I take something, a piece of knowledge, and I put it into my heart, zeh nikra shutikin es hamida. Only then, Rabbi said, do I have the ability, ultimately, again, to affect tikkun of the particular midah, of the particular trait. Ki ha-leiv hu atzayar shel amidos. Because Rabbi said, this is actually a very beautiful idea. The heart is the artist of the midos. Kimo shakasov, sur levavi, v'achin tikkun hamidos talui b'dash leiv. So Rabbi said, this is an incredible yisod, because I think I was so taken by this paragraph yesterday, because I think that herein lies one of the reasons why so often we live with like a little bit of a disconnect. You know, sometimes in life we wonder to ourselves, I have the requisite knowledge. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do, or I know what I'm not supposed to do, but yet I don't necessarily do it. So what's the pshat with that? Why is that? That I know things I'm actively supposed to be doing in my life or not doing with my life or not doing in my life, but I still do it or don't do it. So what's the pshat? Well, because sometimes I have an intellectual awareness. I have a cognitive awareness. But apparently, again, the Mechaber says, which is actually quite interesting, that an intellectual or cognitive awareness doesn't necessarily shape behavior. What shapes behavior is a heart awareness. What shapes behavior is an emotional awareness. Only things that I know in my heart, only things that I believe in my heart, only things that I feel in my heart, those are the very things which shape my behavior. So amazingly enough, says the Mechaber, the key to life success is figuring out how do I transfer something from my mind, ultimately again, to my heart. That's the fundamental shayla. V'arayo, sheyeshnam harbi anasha. So also listen to this. This is amazing. Now he's speaking specifically in the realm of midos, that in the realm of character refinement. Character refinement is not a process which emanates from the intellect. Character refinement is a process which emanates from the heart. See, he says v'harayo. The proof to this is sheyeshnam harbi anashim chachamim ugeonim sheyeshlam midos ros. We'll say so ultimately again. The proof to this is that there are many people, chachamim, gaonim, who have very bad midos. Ulechelkam, yesh af midos mushchasos lechalutin. And I will say some of them have horrible midos. Right? So again, these people are great scholars. They're chachamim, they're gaonim, they're great people, I will say. Now again, I just want to point out, you say to yourself, well, how can you say they're great people if they have bad midos? Because I will say, remember again, I have good news. The good news is you can have very bad qualities and still be a great person. If that wasn't the case, we'd all be in big trouble. Because it will say, we do not live in a world of absolutes. So I can be wonderful in certain areas and horrible in other areas. And the fact that I'm horrible in some areas, Baruch Hashem, does not detract from the fact that I am still good in certain areas. So the Mechaber says, yeah, people are chachamim, gaonim, and they have terrible midos. Why is that? V'yesh v'zem machmas shelibam tamei umetunof. And I will say this is because their intellect is refined, their intellect is wonderful, but their heart is in a state of disrepair. Ulu umasam, on the flip side, yeshnam harbe anoshim pshutim lo chachamim. There are many people, I will say, who are simple people, not wise or intellectually advanced at all. V'sheyeshnam midos niflaos biyoser, who have such incredible midos. V'zem machmas shelibam tahar v'naki. And this is a result of what? The fact that their hearts are tahar, are pure, and are clean. So we'll say this is an incredible idea. So the Mechaber, and we'll say this, you have to understand, when you see a concept like this, so this is very much like mitoras ha-Baal Shem Tov. This was the Baal Shem Tov's entire idea, that it doesn't, your success in life actually doesn't come from your intellect. Your success in life comes from your heart. Because your intellect determines how much Torah you know, how much knowledge you amass, which are very, very, very important details. But the quality of the person you are is actually rooted in your heart. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov said that you could be an ish pashut. You could be an intellectual simpleton, but yet be a great individual, because at the end of the day, you are ultimately, again, finding the midos tovos in your heart. So we're gonna go back. I'm going to go a little bit out of order here for just a moment, but we're going to go back and discuss what midos he's talking about. But before we do that, one more paragraph. Hadera, so okay, so now I got it. I understand that often I will say, I live life with an intellectual heart disconnect. There are things I know in my intellect, but they don't necessarily become part of my heart, part of who I am. Specifically, this poses a problem in the realm of midos. In the realm of midos, in the realm of character traits. So how do I go ahead and move things from my mind to my heart? Haderach lahachnis es hadas mihamoach al halev, hu ayyidei limud v'shinun shel kol hadvarim, shenamru odos osamida shirot telatakin. So he says something very interesting, which at first glance is going to sound a bit counterintuitive. So how do I move? How do I move information from my mind to my heart? Specifically in the realm of character development, learn. Learn. Now what's intriguing about that? That learning is what? Learning, it would appear, is an intellectual, at least it begins with the intellectual process. So we're going to see that is correct. So the idea is, if I want to change a particular midah, I want to refine a particular midah, what I need to do is I need to learn everything about that midah. Once I learn everything about that midah, so watch this. He says, "Ayidi limud v'shino shakol dvarim shenemru odos osam in the shorot zlatakin kigon shorot zelavod al midas kas." If I want to learn about, if I struggle with anger, I have anger management issues, and I struggle with anger, and I want to refine my midah of kas. So what do? Yilmad bisvarim al genus hakas v'al shevach hasavlanut. What should I do? I should learn everything there is to learn about the midah of kas, and also about the need for savlanus, the need for patience. V'yilmad b'sefer zeh keitzad akol omid al emuna v'yishanim es hadvarim. Review these things. Achikansu page Tof Yud Aleph. Achikansu v'yiskashu heitev belibo. So I'll say, so the first thing I have to do is I have to amass knowledge. Without knowledge, I don't know what to do. So if I want to refine a particular character trait, I need to learn everything about that trait. So I'm struggling with kas. Learn everything about kas there is to learn. Learn it all. Learn it all. Not only that, review it. Review it. Learn about kas, but remember again, it's not just enough to learn about kas. I have to learn about the antidote to kas, to savlanos, to patience. Go ahead. V'acharkach yispalal al zeh. Ki ha'ikar hu ha'tfilah shemispalim al ha'davar. So then after I go ahead and I learn everything, then what? Then what? Then davin. Davin. Kasher ha'adam ispala is ha'davar. Hu machnis es mashu yodeh besichlo al toch libo. V'kasher ha'yediyah belibo zeh nikra sheyesh lo dash lema. Both of listen to this. It's very interesting. So it says in the Mechaber. So how do you go ahead and transfer something from the intellect to the heart? This is so beautiful. How do you do it? Davin. That after I learn I'm just using Kass as the example. After I go ahead and I learn everything there is to know about Kass, its destructive nature. And then I also go ahead and learn about Savlanot, I learn about patience. And not just that patience is a virtue, but that patience is an indispensable necessity in the life of a Jew. I learn about all of this stuff. So we'll say, after I learn about it, where is it? Where is it? It's in my intellect. But now I just learned that my abode is what? To move it from my intellect, ultimately again, to my heart. How do I do that? Tefillah. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, I've amassed this knowledge. Now help me move it from my mind to my heart. Help me go ahead and take this from an intellectual pursuit and allow it to become part of who and what I am in order that I could build on it, in order that I could live it, in order that I could feel it. V'kasher ha'yediyah b'libo zenikra sheyesh lo dash lima v'uchayes adavar b'metzias u'misnai kefi adash sheyesh lo v'zenikra sheyesh lo midos tovos. So we'll say character refinement, says the Mechaber, begins first with the intellectual pursuit of learning about the particular midah I want to acquire, the particular midah I want to change. And once I've done everything to amass the knowledge, then I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help to move that knowledge from my mind ultimately again to my heart in order that this character refinement, in order that this new midah could ultimately become part of who I am. We'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem with Safir Aleph tomorrow. Sure.